an interview with Jayatilaka Bandara, who is a social activist and primarily a singer who's entertained thousands in Sri Lanka. As a Sinhalese, he has been at the forefront of human rights in Sri Lanka and has been arrested by the Sri Lankan government for his advocacy of human rights issues. So we shall go into the interview, and Ajit will be helping with the translation from Sinhalese to English. Welcome to 3CR, Jayatilaka, and thank you so much for agreeing to talk to our program about your experiences.
Hi, Bhuvan.
Okay. Jayatilaka, I'm just wondering if you could tell us about your journey. When did you become political? I know you were arrested in the 70s. Perhaps give us a brief outline and your journey into music.
In 1970, I was a student at a school in Anuradhapura, a remote area in Sri Lanka. I was studying for the university entrance exams. And we had dreams of going to universities and finding a job and doing well in life. But it was like a dream that couldn't be sort of realized because of the situation in Sri Lanka. During that period, I started attending classes conducted by the JVP movement, revolutionary movement. And I learned about social justice, socialism, and those things. And I decided to join that the campaign, the party. And I left the school and joined the movement and worked there on full-time basis. And then in 1971, our struggle, I mean, we lost our struggle to overthrow the then government. And we were arrested and we were imprisoned. And we were in prison for a few years.
Okay. When did his journey into music commence?
My mother at home used to sing to us. And we were listening to my mother. And then my brother started studying music at school. And he was a sitar player at school. And then my father bought us a sitar. And then we all, my brothers, we all together practiced the sitar at home. And gradually we became good at music. And we were enjoying it at home. And then when we were in prison in 1971, we were alone. And then we, to overcome our loneliness, we started to sing. And that's how I started became a singer. And then we started various other art activities as well, drama, singing, music.
In prison, were they political in nature, the singing, the drama and so on? Is that where he combined politics and music?
When we were in prison, we didn't have our own kind of songs. We were singing the popular songs then. But we selected popular songs among other songs. We selected the songs that the meaning had the songs that were talking about the country and the worker struggles and people's problems and that kind of songs. And then gradually we started writing our own songs to highlight our issues.
When he got released from prison, obviously he would have thought about what he wanted to do with his future. Was his journey into music, did that happen straight away, or did he, come back to it later on after doing some other things?
When we were in the prison, we didn't have any musical instruments. Our musical instruments were the plates that were given to us, the metal plates, aluminium jugs. Those are the things that we used as instruments. But after coming out from the prison, we joined the Janata Vimukti Perumal, the People's Liberation Front, the campaign. And the JVP started a musical program called Vimukti Gi. And we had our own songs written by the members of the party. And all the songs were about social issues, about social justice, with a political aim.
Okay, later on he actually resigned from the party. Is he happy to talk about the reasons as to why he resigned?
I had differences with the JVP for a long time. Even when I was in the jail, I had different views. The JVP was against the state workers that were brought in from India to Sri Lanka to work in the state sector. They had a campaign against Indian imperialism, and basically it was a campaign against the state workers in the state sector, estate sector. And I couldn't agree with that. But while though we had differences, I participated in this the Vimukti Gi, the song campaign. After a while, I had to leave that as well, and not only their musical campaign, and then I left their party as well.
So let's now jump to the 80s, when there's a lot of violence and so on. How did he manage to continue his human rights campaign, given the enormous struggles that has been experienced by the people in Sri Lanka? In the 1980s, there's a lot of violence, you know, by the state. And, of course, the Tamils fought back. And there's a lot of race issues that came to the front. So that must have been very hard for him as a Sinhala person and fighting for human rights in a situation like that that was very volatile, very violent and very racially divided. How did he comment his journey at that point of time or continue his journey rather?
After the riots in 1983 by Sinhalese mobs against the Tamils, it was very difficult to work in the human rights field. But that was sponsored by the then government. The government, which came to power in 1977, started with the racist campaign against the Tamils. And their economic program also put a lot of pressure on people. And they made constitutional changes to isolate the Tamil community from the island, and that led to a very unstable political situation. But even under those circumstances, we managed to raise our voice. But it was not that compared to the situation in last few years in Sri Lanka. 1983 period was not that bad. The oppression was there, but still we had some space to work.
And one of the key questions I wanted to ask him is, how did he manage to relate to the Sinhala people? Because at that time, the race relations were at rock bottom. And the racism was at its peak, rather. How did he manage to, garner support among the Sinhala people while the government was, having enormous propaganda against the Tamils? There was a division was their focus. How did he manage to get support from the Sinhala people?
In 1983 or the recent past?
Recent past.
Yeah. I don't consider people as racist, Sinhalese people in the south or anywhere else in the country. In 1983, when mobs, government-sponsored mobs were attacking Tamils, a lot of Sinhalese families provided shelter to those Tamil families, and they were given protection by various people in all parts of the island. So I don't consider them as racist, but it is the politicians who started to divide people on racist lines and various other religious lines. So it's the politicians who divided the country, and that led to the youth in the north and east to take up arms against the government in Colombo. So the Tamils started their campaign, the fight against, the oppression. But gradually that led to some extreme political views, and led to escalated war, and the both parties, the nationalists and racists in the south, and the militants in the north, pushed the country towards a very bad situation. And because of this extreme waves from the Sinhalese side in the south and from the north, the socialists and people who were fighting for human rights had a very limited space to work with. They were getting pressure from both sides, from the south and the north. Because of that, we couldn't work. We had to use the limited space that we had. And gradually, over the years, that space got narrower and narrower.
Mm. So, over the last period, after the defeat of the LTTE, and even before, how has the reception to his message of human rights gone down with the Tamil people, north and south?
During the war, we didn't have any space. And after the war, after the LTTE was defeated, we managed to make contacts with the people in the north. During the war, we were not allowed to travel to those parts of the island. We were not allowed to say anything about what's happening in the north. But after the war, we are allowed to go to the north. We have established contacts with the various groups in the north. But I'm not still satisfied with the progress. Even after the war, we were not allowed to talk about the people in the north, what happened during the war, and those killings. The previous regime labeled us as traitors. Whoever talk against the killings, whoever try to raise those issues in the south, were labeled as traitors. Because of that, not only in the north, we didn't even have any space in the south. We couldn't speak up in the south as well. Not only the singers, the journalists, filmmakers, and they all were silenced.
Mm. So, what is his opinion of the current political situation in Sri Lanka?
If the previous regime continued, I don't know where we would have ended up. But in 2015, January, we managed to overthrow the worst regime that we had in Sri Lankan history. The Sinhalese, the Tamils, and Muslims all came together to overthrow the previous regime. But it was not a big victory. We managed to win with a small majority. But we managed to get rid of the regime. I don't have much hopes with the present regime either. The present regime is a coalition government consisting of the SLFP, the Sri Lankan Freedom Party, and the United National Party. Both parties have capitalist economic and political agendas, and their history is not good either. They are the people, they are the parties who have pushed the country to current situation, because they were the people who run the country for last 40 years. But at least the change in government has provided us a space to work. Now the journalists can write, we can sing, artists can express their views. The fear has gone. So my view is we should try to use the space as much as we can to push the government to implement those reforms that they have promised. It's a very slow process, but we need to work with them without surrendering to their politics, or without accepting their politics. As a civil society and all the left parties, we all should work together and force them to implement those reforms to resolve the burning issues in Sri Lanka, especially the political problem we have in the north and the east.
Are there any left-wing parties that have survived the last few decades of tumultuous, you know, situations in Sri Lanka, and is building the forces at the moment?
I don't believe that there's a left movement in Sri Lanka, but I hope that we would be able to establish a left movement in Sri Lanka. But the left movement died long time ago because of coalition politics. The left parties made alliances with capitalist parties in the past, and that led to the diminution of the left politics in Sri Lanka. And the JVP was the only party who had some mass support. But we had hopes on JVP, but the JVP took the nationalist and chauvinist line on the ethnic issue. So they lost the opportunity to become a left party in Sri Lanka. Right now, we don't have a left movement as such, but I hope there'll be one in the future.
Is there anything else he'd like to add as we've come to the end of the interview? Something else he wants to say about his music, maybe, and his human rights campaign over the last few decades?
We are political activists. We are doing a political campaign. But I don't believe that a political campaign alone will be able to bring people together and resolve the issues we have among ourselves. I strongly believe that literature, art, songs, and we need to use the literature as a part of our struggle to educate our people and to bring people together. It's very difficult, but we shouldn't give up.
One last question. I kept this to the last because I wasn't sure if he wants to answer it. At the moment, there are campaigns building in Australia to stop Australia sending Tamil refugees back to Sri Lanka, those people who are by boat. Does he have an opinion on that? If only if he wants to answer the question.
I'm totally against the way the refugees are treated in Australia. They should be given protection. The Australian government should comply with the international law. Anybody who is seeking asylum should have the right to put forward their case and properly heard. Not only in, I'm not talking because of the Sri Lanka, on behalf of the Sri Lankans, anybody who is fleeing any country because of persecution or any political reason should be given protection. The Australian government should abide by those international conventions.
Okay. Tell him, thank you very much for spending the last 40-odd minutes talking to 3CR.